Okay. We asked Chuck, actually. That was a joke.
Chuck, alcoholic. Sobriety day is 7/3/2019. He says on service. All right, cool. here we go, service. So, as you've seen, when I ask to do anything for Alcoholics Anonymous, it's something I never say no to. Because without this program, I don't have what I have today. So because I like doing service, you know, standing in the middle of the boat, having a home group, working with a sponsor, working with sponsees, you know, helping others. But, I mean, for me, like, it's always been, like, standing in the middle of the boat. So when I first got sober, they told me to find people who have what I want and do what they do. When I got sober, the only thing I wanted was to stay sober, get some time under my belt. So I got a home group. I got active in that home group. I did the coffee there for, like, I don't know, 2 years. It was, but that coffee was, like, you know, early sobriety, somebody told me finding time in the bottom of the coffee pot, you know. At the time, I had no idea what that meant. Today, there have been days that coffee pot, like, saved my ass, you know. Been a rough day at work. I don't want to go to the meeting tonight, but if I don't go to the meeting, who's going to make the coffee? Who's going to open the doors, right? So for me, like, staying busy with staying active in a home group, keeping service commitments, whether it's, like, I don't know, last month I was the 5-minute guy here. Lloyd made that up, whatever that means. You know, something as simple as that, you know, but anywhere from making cookies to making coffee, coming in here, doing setup, breakdown, whatever it takes for, like, the meeting to keep on running. Because, like, we all get to show up here, sit down in these seats, but somebody has to be here to, like, set these chairs up, break these chairs down, make that coffee, make those cookies, right? And those are all, like, very simple service positions. It gets a lot deeper. Also, like, the boards, right, the committees, people are doing all the Ficky Paw stuff right now, right? I'm not very involved in it, but a lot of people that I'm close to are very involved in it. But for me, it's just not what I'm doing at the moment. My thing is, like I said earlier, they're just staying active, whatever that looks like for me. Like, right now, it's like making sure I'm here every week. If I go to other meetings, like the Big Book meeting on Monday nights, SOP on Wednesday nights, or at least I'm picking the 12s up, picking the Big Books up, anything like that, you know, anything to help out the program Alcoholics Anonymous. I don't know. So really, like I said earlier, when I first got sober, especially like the first 2.5-3 years, it was all about like staying in some meeting room, being the first one there, opening the doors. I know it only takes two to have a meeting, right? But somebody doesn't get the doors open, usually people turn around and leave. Like, nobody's here, right? Especially in Ohio when it's December and you get there, you've been standing outside on the porch for 20 minutes and no one ever showed up to open the door. So that's what my whole first year of my sobriety was, man, ripping and running. There was at one point I had keys to like 3 or 4 different meetings. Just because, like, somebody had to be there to open the doors, and I was going to be there early anyway, so I might as well be the one with the keys. So, making coffee, wiping down tables, before I got here, they were wiping down ashtrays and cleaning coffee cups. We don't got to do that these days, you know? But, again, I'm always just grateful for the program Alcoholics Anonymous, so even when I'm not, like, prepared or ready to get up here and speak behind the podium, I stand up and do it anyways, right? So that's all I got. Thanks, guys.